As proposals for large data centers expand across Michigan, state and local officials are encouraging residents to understand their property rights and stay involved in the planning process. State Representative Jennifer Wirtz says Michigan law does not allow private companies to use eminent domain to acquire land for data center projects. That authority is generally reserved for government agencies and, in some cases, public utilities. However, Wirtz says state and local governments can support development through tools such as rezoning, tax incentives, utility expansion, infrastructure improvements, and expedited permitting. She notes that eminent domain could still be used for public infrastructure, such as roads or utility corridors connected to a project, if legal requirements are met. Property owners are also being urged to carefully review any and all land purchase options, easements, agreements, or access contracts offered by developers, and to seek independent legal advice before signing. Local officials say zoning remains the primary tool for determining where data centers can be built. Michigan law, however, prevents communities from completely banning a lawful land use if there is a demonstrated need and suitable land is available. Some communities, including the city of Lansing, have adopted temporary pauses on new data center proposals while local zoning regulations are reviewed. And police say the crash happened just after 2:10 p.m. on Bay Road north of Vogue Boulevard when a vehicle driven by an 87-year-old Bay City man left the driveway of a nearby auto repair shop. Investigators say the car crossed all lanes of traffic, jumped the curb, and crashed through the front of Peter and Jaya's house, a Thai and Chinese eatery. Authorities say two customers and one employee inside the restaurant were struck when the vehicle entered the building. A 55-year-old woman was pronounced dead at the scene. A 62-year-old male customer and a 48-year-old restaurant employee suffered serious injuries and were taken to a local hospital. The driver and his 83-year-old passenger, both from Bay City, sustained non-life-threatening injuries and were also hospitalized. Saginaw Township Police continue to investigate the cause of the crash. When we come back from this Bresky Siding sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Call Bresky Siding and Building Repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, federal health officials correct their findings as to Taylor Farms' cyclospora outbreak. Federal health officials say they've identified a likely source of a multi-state cyclospora outbreak that has affected thousands of people, including many in Michigan. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration traced the outbreak to shredded iceberg lettuce supplied by Taylor Farms de Mexico and served at certain Taco Bell restaurants. The company has voluntarily recalled iceberg lettuce sourced from central Mexico that was distributed between June 29th and July 16th to restaurants, food service providers, and retailers in 27 states, including Michigan. Michigan health officials report more than 5,000 illnesses linked to the outbreak, with 102 hospitalizations. According to the FDA, about 90% of interviewed Michigan patients who ate at Taco Bell reported eating iceberg lettuce. Taco Bell has stopped using the implicated lettuce at affected locations while the investigation continues. The FDA also clarified that an earlier laboratory result suggesting Kela Farms lettuce tested positive for cyclospora was later determined to be a false positive. Federal officials say no Taylor Farms lettuce samples have been confirmed to contain the parasite, and investigators are continuing to determine whether additional cyclospora outbreaks reported nationwide are connected to the same source. Consumers who purchased recalled iceberg lettuce are being advised to discard the product rather than consume it. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.